You allege that they made slanderous remarks.
Neighbors are blamed for starting trouble.
The defendant said we threw hypodermic needles and trash in her yard.
Now they're stopped from doing good.
You had been foster parents for how long?
Over 25 years.
Did either of you file a complaint to social services?
I did not, no.
No, Your Honor.
There's so much more to the story. They've just been harassing and calling the police.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Gregory and Valerie Burks are suing their neighbors, Lisa Bobo and her sister Patricia, for half the cost of a fence and damages for slander and harassment.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 85 on the calendar in the matter of Burks versus Bobo.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Burks, your complaint has two parts to it. You and the defendants are neighbors, and you've been neighbors for quite some time.
Yes.
And you want them to pay for one half of the cost of a fence.
Yes.
Yes.
That separates your property.
Yes.
And the defendants say, your fence, your property, you pay for it.
Correct, Your Honor.
The other part of your claim is for slander. And that part of your claim suggests that the defendants, through vicious rumor and innuendo, caused you to lose your license as foster parents.
Yes, perhaps.
Did that happen?
Yes, it's still under investigation.
So you didn't lose your license?
I no longer have my license now.
Temporarily or permanently?
Well, until the investigation is finished, they have to...
They suspended your license. Okay. All right, let's deal with the property. How long have you lived in your home?
26 years.
And you've lived there since 2010?
2010, yes, Your Honor.
When you bought the house 28 years ago, the house had this fence on it. Is that correct?
The chain link fence was there from when we moved in, and
okay.
A row of trees. We had the trees cut down, and it was an old rusty chain link fence, so we had that taken down when the house was empty before they moved in, and we had the fence put up ourselves, the one that's there now.
In what year did you put up the fence that's there now?
Maybe 15 years ago.
What kind of fence was that?
It's a wooden fence now.
And is that the fence that you want to replace?
Yes, ma'am.
Now the wood fence needs replacing.
Yes, ma'am.
And now you want them to pay for half of it.
At first, we were going to put up the fence on our own. We need access to their property to have the fence put up. But we had such a big stink about it, they made a bitch stink about it, that we had a fence paid for that we wanted to put up, but they wouldn't give us access to the yard, so it's just sitting there.
What do you mean, the fence is just sitting there?
No, the fence is not sitting there. The people who are supposed to put it up had purchased the materials, but they couldn't put it up because they wouldn't allow access to their yard.
Okay. I assume that the property has been surveyed, is that right?
Yes, by the city.
And on whose property is the fence?
It's down the middle.
Well, that can't be because you've had a row of trees.
Well, the row of trees is actually on our side.
Was on your side?
Yes, ma'am.
And the chain link fence?
Was down the middle. So we had the wooden fence put up in the same area as the chain link fence.
Is the wooden fence that's there now separating your two properties?
Yes, Your Honor, it is.
So it's right on the property line?
I don't know if it's on the property line. I mean, when they had their fence being installed, one of her fence installers cut into my front yard fence, and he cut over about 4 or 5 inches over. I was unaware of this. I was in bed. I worked graveyard. My sister happened to come home from lunch. She told him to stop. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Initially, he told her he marked the property line.
Do you have a photograph of what you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'd like to see it.
It's an up close and then one at a distance. Now, I'm not a professional, but based upon that marking, I took a string and I took it all the way up. And it appears to me...
No, just
okay.
A second.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to see where they cut into your fence.
It's a small little cut there.
That's a nick.
They began cutting. My sister stopped them on the way. She came home from lunch and stopped them.
And this is your property.
That's
here.
My property, that whole black side.
So the wood fence, based upon these pictures, I want you to look at it. You see this nick? That is where the defendant says that your fence people were cutting into in order to build the fence. They say that your fence people made this nick. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct. And we also have video of the conversation with the
fence people.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
I don't understand what they were cutting into the fence for.
They were installing cement pillars on their new fence, their upgraded fence, and evidently they wanted to cut a portion of my fence off so that they can install another cement-style pillar. But they had never asked for permission to cut into my fence to install that pillar.
Is the orange house your house?
Yes.
Take a look at where the cut is, where the defendant says that your fence people made that cut, which is on her property.
Yeah, I have pictures of the mark.
Okay. Now, who made that mark?
The brick workers made the wall.
Your brick workers?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what was the purpose of their cutting in?
It was a misunderstanding. They spoke Spanish. It was a misunderstanding, so I got in touch with the owner. I said, hey, the guys cut into the fence. He immediately said, we'll take care of it. And the sister, Patricia, she had the video. She says, you guys got to pay for this fence. I said, the owner wife will be here to talk to you. She's on her way. She came. The wife told me she took care of the matter of the fence. They want to get it fixed. But they want a whole new gate, iron gate altogether. But he told him he could fix that mark right there. I don't know what they're talking about, the marking. The marking is on the curve, not on the fence.
Well, it's clearly in the fence.
No, we're not talking about that little mark. That's a whole new different situation.
I just don't know why they would cut into her fence. Because if he's cutting into her fence on her property, and that's her property line, then the wood fence that you want replaced looks as if it's on your property.
No, that's not the property line.
No, I'm talking about this is the wood fence that you're talking about.
Right.
This is the wood fence that you're talking about. I understand what you're talking about. But if they made the mark here, this wood fence is clearly on your property.
Well, these guys, they didn't speak English. This is why I was also...
All right. Look, I'm going to make it very, very simple. If you want to replace that fence, replace it. You have any interest in replacing that fence?
No, ma'am, I don't. I mean, it's a termite fence. It does need replacing, but I was trying to save up the funds, as I told them, for the fence replacement, and they were just pushing, and I need time. Initially, I was asking them to supply a land surveyor's assessment so that we can see whose property line it was on, because years prior, in 2013, when her handymen were painting that fence white, they oversprayed my brand new 2013 car, dealership tag still on it, oversprayed with white paint. Valerie and I did converse. You know, she did.
And she paid for it.
She paid for it. That was all settled. I did go for the least estimate. The guy was just as qualified. But anyway, and that at that time is when she told me, well, that's my fence. And I told her, that's fine. I don't care. I just want my car fixed. And if I may say, in going back about the owners talking with us about the fence being repaired, no one's talked to me to this date about the cut that was made in the fence. I've never said that I wanted my entire fence replaced. My front yard fence does not need replacing.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes, ma'am.
They already have the materials to fix the fence. They say that they can't put it up because you refused them access to your property.
That is incorrect.
Okay, so you would allow them access?
Absolutely.
And you have the fence already?
We have paid for it, yes, ma'am.
You've paid for the fence already?
Yes, ma'am.
So you just have the wood there?
Right.
Okay. They'll allow you to put the fence up on their property, and they've agreed to it, so we'll put that in an order.
Yes.
Let's get to the second part of this case. If you want the fence, put it up. I'm speaking. Second part of your case is that you allege that they made certain slanderous remarks about you and that you had been foster parents for how long?
For over 25 years.
Until when?
Until 2018.
What month in 2018?
January.
Did either of you file a complaint regarding the plaintiffs to social services?
I did not, no.
No, Your Honor.
What are you alleging?
Department of Social Service can't tell us where the call came from.
They said that they did not.
But they had been harassing us. There's so much more to the story. They've just been harassing and calling the police, and I'm having the police come out, and I have several reports. I even had to go see a doctor behind this because I thought I was going crazy because they just kept harassing and harassing, and they said
well,
we were throwing...
Harassment is a conclusion. It appears that at least as recently as 2013, you were able to talk to each other. Your people who were spraying the fence damaged her car. You were able to fix it. You paid for it. So evidently, something happened after 2013. So I want you to tell me, in 2018, what do you allege that either specifically of the defendants did to you to slander you?
The defendant said we threw needles in our yard, hypodermic needles, and medicine bottles and trash in her yard.
Okay, do you have photographs of that?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it. Listen. Well, I see that there is pills, it looks like a syringe, and there is a bottle of medicine, and the name on it is neither of theirs, on the bottle of medicine. Do you have any proof that they threw this trash in your backyard?
I had original pictures that I had taken of the items that I had been finding. I had been finding them all along. I started taking pictures on July 1st of 2017 when I seen the prescription bottle with the name along with other items, and I gathered together and I took a picture. Normally, I would just throw the things. I do gardening on the side of the house every other week.
What is it that you allege about?
This is what my neighbor here, her constantly harassing us and saying that we're throwing needles. We have foster kids. Also, it ruined my friendship with some of my neighbors. I mean, my reputation, our reputation in the neighborhood. And it just goes on and on. Calling the police, she gave the needle to the police and said that we threw them in our yard. She's telling the neighborhood.
Just a second. She doesn't have any proof that you threw the stuff in her yard. So if you have a statement by the police that she accused you of throwing these needles...
I have a statement. This police incident report.
Does it say that she said that you... I'd like to see it.
I mean, it doesn't say it, but this is the report
number. Then I don't want to see it. Then I don't want to see it. How old are the foster children that you had?
10 and 11.
Who is this person? Do you know a person by the name?
Yes, that's my niece.
Your niece? Well, her name is on this prescription bottle.
Yes, that our sister dug out the trash. This is my neighbor seeing her digging in the trash, yes.
Before I ask you to come up here, did you see either of the two defendants take a bottle of pills out of trash? The answer is yes or no?
No.
Good. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Where they go to school Monday through Friday, whoever takes care of them has custody of the children. Did you have physical custody of your children?
Yes, I have joint legal custody of my children.
That's not what I asked you. Do you understand why I'm not believing you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Gregory and Valerie Burke say... Neighbors Lisa Bobo and her sister Patricia owe for half the cost of offense, as well as for slander and harassment.
So, when do you want to put up the fence?
Give me
a two-week period.
Okay, two-week period would be fine.
2 weeks from today, within 2 weeks,
yes.
You have to give them 72 hours notice of the time in writing that you're going to have somebody come on their property in order to finish the installation of the fence.
Okay. And so it'll take about maybe 2 or 3 days, depending.
3 days.
Okay.
Okay? All right, fine. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It's caused because they're odd, they're strange, they're weird, they're crazy. That's why I started. They're crazy. They're sick.
I really think that the comments that Mrs. Valerie Burks made, I think it pretty much speaks for her personality and the attitude.
How they act, how they're treating us. Now, kids.
You know, she feels the way she feels. Whatever her comments are basically her comments.
Jealousy over my home, over me, over my husband.
Like I said, I think the comments that she made pretty much sums up the person that she is.
For them to move, go back to where they came from, because they're odd, they're strange, they don't belong in Compton.
I think it is very strange.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Tucker versus Lamoureux. Step forward.
Jennifer Tucker is suing her ex-boyfriend, Michael Lamoureux, for a loan she made to him when he was going through a hard time.
Ms. Tucker, when were you and Mr. Lamoureux in a relationship?
Our relationship began in June of 2016.
And ended?
September 2017.
What money do you think he owes you?
He owes me money for, there was a time in his life where he was very, very broke. He wasn't working. He was waiting for retirement money from the state of Connecticut. He was waiting for approximately $29,000 to come in.
What was that time?
On June 16th. 2016.
June 16th, that's when you first started?
Correct.
To have a relationship. Now, were you living together?
No.
Did you ever live together?
No.
Did you ever live in his house?
I stayed overnight at his house.
How often?
Several times a week.
How many is several?
I would go home maybe two nights a week.
So you stayed at his house the majority of the week?
Majority.
Right. From when to when did you stay at his house the majority of the week?
It was starting in September.
September of 2016. When did you stop staying at his house five nights a week?
Well, he left abruptly. He left to go to Hawaii for 3 months. Mm-hmm. He left me in charge of his house, his children, his pets.
So, You know, Ms. Tucker, I'm not believing you. I just have to tell you, from the get-go, I'm not believing you. When you have a failed relationship and you've been living in his house, that's clear. I read the papers. He left for several months. He went to take care of his grandchildren in Hawaii. You were at his house. Now, you have children, correct?
I do.
And you do not have custody of your children.
I do have custody of my children.
Did you then?
Yes.
Did you have physical custody of your children at the time you were staying at his house five nights a week?
I was a nursing student, so I, they...
Did you, Ms. Tucker,
yes,
aren't
I
you
did.
Fine? You
yes,
didn't.
I did.
You did not. You did not have physical custody when you were staying at his house five nights a week. How do I know that? Because I'm going to ask him, and because you said it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
One of her children left a box of chocolates out, and your deceased wife's chihuahua ate the chocolate and died.
Correct.
That's what you want me to listen to?
Yes.
You know, I went to postgraduate school for 7 years.
Millions of people across the country are losing weight and improving their health. What do we all have in common? Nutrisystem.
Lose up to 13 pounds and 7 inches overall in your first month. It's your favorite foods made healthier.
No counting, no measuring, no weigh-ins.
Order your 28-day plan and save 40% off every program.
Join the millions who have lost weight and improved their health. Go online right now.
Order Nutrisystem now and for a limited time, save 40% off every program, plus get probiotic shakes free.
Round table pizza?
Conference room.
King Arthur's Supreme! And garlic parmesan twists!
Roundtable gets a lot of respect because we show our pizza a lot of respect. Made with only premium ingredients, topped right to the edge. Text pizza to 86677 for exclusive offers like free pizza and wings. Message and data rates may apply.
We're Daybreak, and we're here for you.
Welcome to Daybreak. I'm Kelly Somm.
We'll help you stay safe and informed with accurate news and information.
A former FBI agent is joining the...
And we'll catch you up with the most recent developments.
Reward has been doubled to $10,000.
We're here to help you and your family start your day by getting you the facts you need
to
know.
Let's take a look at that storm track.
Our minute-by-minute forecasts will alert you to any weather dangers that may affect your day.
We do it for you.
Daybreak on KAEF ABC 23. Get the facts right.
Everyone deserves compassion and integrity as they age, and at Especially You Assisted Living, that's exactly what you'll receive. Especially You features a spacious and bright sun and sitting room and garden that makes relaxation and visits with friends and family one of the highlights of your day. Residents at Especially You can enjoy spacious and bright bedrooms in a safe neighborhood, as well as access to a large walk-in bathroom. Be at ease knowing that a geriatric nurse practitioner visits residents regularly and that an LVN is on retainer. The friendly and attentive staff at Especially You will always make sure you or a loved one is safe and cared for.
Maddie!
What's up, people?
Long day?
It was take your kid to work day. My dad's a research analyst. You fill in the blanks.
I had to build a diorama of the Jurassic period.
I got cast as a fence in the school play.
How are your allowance negotiations going?
My parents are lowballing me.
Thanks, Carla.
Well, gotta run. I got scouts straight into Taekwondo.
So slammed today.
Later!
Milk. Because being a kid is tough.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jennifer Tucker is suing her ex-boyfriend, Michael Lamoureux, for loans she made to him when he was going through a hard time.
There was a period of time that what you were doing, his house was a midway point between where your children were and where you were. You would visit with them, and they came, according to what I read in the complaint and answer, you did bring your children to his house on occasion, but the children's physical custody, they did not go to school from where you were living.
That is correct.
All right. Well, that's custody. Where they go to school Monday through Friday, whoever takes care of them Monday through Friday has custody of the children. Physical custody. So between June of 2016 and September of 2017, did you have physical custody of your children?
Yes, I have joint legal custody of my children.
That's not what I asked you. Do you understand why I'm not believing you? Do you understand what I'm not believing?
But they go to school in the town of Watertown, Connecticut, where my ex-husband lives.
They live with their father in Connecticut and go to school from their father's house in Connecticut. Does that exist today as well?
Yes.
Yes. So that you have joint legal custody, maybe, I don't know that, but your father has primary physical custody and you have visitation with him, I assume, on weekends.
And oftentimes during the week as well.
Maybe, if you get there. Okay, fine. As long as we understand where it's at. Now, in the time when you were staying at his house 5 nights a week, and then when he went away to Hawaii to take care of his grandchildren, is that the period of time that you say he owes you money for?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And when you were living at his house, how much rent did you pay?
I have my own mortgage, so we never...
That's not what I asked
you. No, I didn't
pay any rent. When you were living
at
his house...
I didn't pay any rent.
Well, do you understand where we're going, Ms. Tucker?
I do.
Very good. I'm glad you understand where we're going.
But I feel like I need to explain a little bit more.
You have 3 minutes, and I have a very busy day.
I also have my own mortgage. I was paying all of the household bills for his home and my own, taking care of his children and my own, going to school.
You weren't taking care of your own children.
Yes, I was.
Your children live with their father. He has 2 children. One was 17, one was 20, two boys. The
20-year-old was 15 at the time, and we were very close. And
Ms. Tucker, 3 minutes are running out very, very fast. Come on.
I paid every single household bill from June to January.
Good. Great. And you lived there?
I did not live there.
Okay. We're done. You have a stupid counterclaim. I'm going to tell you what your stupid counterclaim is.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
You have a stupid counterclaim. I'm going to tell you what your stupid counterclaim is. While she was there and her daughter was visiting, according to you, one of her children, who she had for a visit, left a box of chocolates out, and your deceased wife's chihuahua ate the chocolate and died. That's one. And then she was baking cookies another time and left cookies out, and the other chihuahua ate some more chocolate and had to go to the vet.
Correct.
That's what you want me to listen to?
Yes.
You know, I went to postgraduate school for 7 years. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I feel used.
I think she just wants money.
He took whatever he could from me and left. Even the shoes that he's wearing today, I purchased for him.
And I bought these shoes.
And I wanted him to have accountability.
She didn't like the fact that I didn't express my feelings towards her.
He can go home knowing that he has zero integrity.
I never said the ILU.
And zero accountability for his actions.
I dodged a bullet today.
I hope that karma comes back and bites him.
And for the rest of my life.